Coming back, we're going to have an amazing guest named Samantha Turnbull, who's, I've always given vegans a really hard time. And in her case, it's kind of tough to do because she's written a beautiful book and she presents the case in a way that's quite different and unique. And I invite you to come back after the break to listen. In the meantime,
let's eat!
This is Let's Eat with host Zane Kaplansky on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to the show. And thanks for all the people who are texting me. I really do appreciate your support. My next guest is a woman named Sam Turnbull. And Sam was referred to me by Arlene Cohen. And Arlene said to me, you have to have Sam Turnbull on your show. She's an amazing vegan. Which I always thought was a bit of an oxymoron because I don't think you could be an amazing
what?
Vegan.
No, you can 100% be an amazing vegan.
Well, this is why I wanted to have you on the show because you have a blog, an incredibly charming blog called It Doesn't Taste Just Like Chicken. Or It Doesn't Taste Like Chicken.
It Doesn't Taste Like Chicken.
Which I love.
Thank you.
You know, one of the frustrations that I've always had with vegan and vegetarian cooking is they try and pass it off as like you see on recipes on menus, mock chicken, mock duck, mock
right,
this,
right.
mock that. And you can make the food taste great on its own mm-hmm. And not have to be, it doesn't taste like chicken.
That's right. Yeah, I don't use any mock meats or anything like that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that if that's what you're into and that's what you enjoy eating. But I mean, plants have so much flavor. You know, your entire spice cabinet is vegan. So there's no reason that you can't make delicious, heartiest, satisfying, scrumptious food that's 100% vegan and you don't have to pretend it's something that it isn't.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about your own journey to becoming a vegan. It's been how many years for you?
5 years.
And was there an event or something that happened that turned you?
Yeah. So I watched a documentary called Veggicated, which is just a charming little documentary about
Veggicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's basically just a couple people are dared to go vegan for a month. And I made the switch overnight. And that was pretty dramatic because for me, I came
full-on meat eater.
Yeah.
Switched overnight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch the stuff anymore.
That's right. Pretty much. Yeah. I woke up the next morning and cleaned up my entire kitchen, got rid of anything that was animal products and just started my new life.
So let's start with a definition. A vegan is somebody who does not eat any animal byproducts.
Right. And we also don't wear any. So we don't wear wool or leather or use any products that have been tested on animals or contain animal ingredients.
Wow. Honey?
No honey.
Wow.
It's really not as extreme as it sounds. I know it sounds extreme. I came from a family of foodies and chefs and hunters and butchers. So, like, I totally get why people think it's extreme because I did too. But once you get into it, it's just like you just have to break your old habits and replace them with new ones. And then once you have those new habits, you can just eat the way you do. You just kind of like, that's just how you eat. You don't really think about it anymore.
So what was it in Veggicated that touched you? What was the compelling argument?
Yeah, well, so for that documentary, it kind of covered all the bases. And so with a vegan diet, it's generally a lot healthier for you. It's way better for the environment. Meat is very hard on the environment. And it just makes you feel better and be healthier and happier.
And the whole B11 protein deficiency thing?
Yeah, B12.
B12. I always get my B's mixed up.
So B12 is a bacteria-based vitamin. It's a bacteria-based vitamin. And so you can get that from bacteria. So it's not actually from meat and it's not from plants. But the reason that people can be deficient in it now is because we filter our water and we wash our produce. So yeah, that's a vitamin that everyone should take.
And so you take supplements?
I take a B12 supplement, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's the only one.
And was it just as easy as that for you? Like how did you get from... tell me the name of the movie again.
Veggicated.
To cleaning out your kitchen.
Yeah.
To then becoming an activist, starting a blog. And mm-hmm. then you've written a beautiful book.
Thank called you so
Fuss-Free Vegan, 101 Everyday Comfort Foods, Favorites, Veganized.
Yeah, man.
By somebody named Sam Turnbull.
That would be me.
That'd be you.
That'd be me. So I followed Veggicated with every documentary on... the health, the environment, and the animal welfare, of course, and book I could get my hands on. And then basically everything I read and everything I watched just continually pointed me in that direction that I had to be vegan. Wow. And so I started looking up all sorts of vegan recipes because I've always loved to eat. I've always loved cooking. And what I found was a whole lot of kale and quinoa. And that's not really how I wanted to eat at all. I just wanted to eat kind of your classic, normal comfort foods. And so I started creating in the kitchen and came up with my own recipes. And that's what I started started sharing online. And I just wanted to show my friends and family that vegan food could be delicious, because I think everyone was thought that I was going to be eating this bland, boring food. And then, yeah, people from all over the world started following me online and making my recipes and saying how much they love them. And so, yeah, 2.5 years later, I left my job as an art director and took my blog full time, got a cookbook deal, and now it's my favorite thing to do.
Now, Texter says, why no wool? It's a natural fiber and causes no harm during harvest.
Yeah, so that's actually a myth that it doesn't cause any harm. So just like all animals, all like even humans, our hair gets older and coarser and we grow less. We might bald, you never know. So sheep have the same thing. They start producing less wool and coarser wool. And so they only give them about a lifespan of about 5 years, and then they become part of the meat industry. And then also, generally, they're not, unfortunately, treated that nice. We love to think of the idyllic farm where animals are loved and petted and sang to every morning, but that's not the reality, unfortunately.
And Jason texts us and says that sardines are high in B12, but I think he's missing the idea that sardines are actually fish.
Sardines are actually fish.
You're not going to eat it.
I'm not going to eat that, no. And animals can be high in B12 for sure, because it's a bacteria, and bacteria loves living in flesh. But you know, you can get B12 from water sources as well, but we filter our water, so we don't get it that anyway anymore. And I think, you know, it's good to filter your water. You don't want to start drinking dirty water to get B12. So, yeah, that's the only supplement.
No, I think something else that people seem to have issue with vegans is the sort of meat shaming aspect of it. Are you the kind of person who gives meat eaters a heart, like former smokers, people who are reformed smokers will often say, oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you? Let's get a life.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I mean, because I grew up eating meat all the time, and like not even just like chicken. Like, I loved my steaks rare. I loved the stinkiest, grossest cheeses. Like, I've eaten all over the world. I've eaten tartare. And so like I would never shame someone because I was that person. I get it. I get where you come from.
What do you do about those cravings?
I don't get those cravings, believe it or not.
You don't crave that cheese?
I mean, no,
cheese would be incredibly hard for me to give up.
Yeah, because so cheese actually does have some addictive properties. So yeah, it is a bit tricky to give up. But just like any addiction, once you give it up for about a month or something, you lose that. And now something I used to love was like the most stinky cheeses. And now one of the things that I hate is going to a party and there's like a big block of blue cheese and then everyone's talking to me with like blue cheese breath. I'm just like, trying not to be rude, but I'm like gagging inside my head.
Somebody says that nylon and rayon is made from animals. Is that true?
I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Well, I guess we have to do some research on that.
Yeah, have to check that out.
When we come back from the break, I want to talk about the book itself. I want to go into some of the recipes. I want you to give us some highlights of some of the best ones that you love and that your viewers on your blog love.
Yeah, sure.
And we're going to give the book away at the end of the show as well. So,
woo-hoo.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. This is Sam Turnbull. She's the author of Fuss Free Vegan.
Yeah.
And it's a new way to start the year. You're listening to Zane Kaplansky. This is Let's Eat every Saturday here on News Talk 1010. Be back in just a flash.
Let's Eat. Let's Eat.
This is Let's Eat with host Zane Kaplansky on News Talk 1010.
Let's Eat. Welcome back to the show. I'm Zane Kaplansky. That's Sam Turnbull. She's the author of Fuss Free Vegan. You know, I've never really had a hard time with vegetarians. I've always had a hard time with vegans, but you make it very hard for me to give you a hard time.
Yay!
Because you're not the kind of vegan who is holier than thou.
Smashing those stereotypes.
Yeah. And I think that's an important thing to do. And the other stereotype too is that vegan food is incredibly boring. So as we said earlier in the show, a vegan is
someone who doesn't consume any animal products whatsoever, including dairy and eggs.
And people often point to the hypocrisy because you're wearing leather or you're wearing wool, but you're
not
because
you'd
be consistent with those things.
Yeah.
Exactly. and so no eggs, no butter.
That's right.
What are some of them? Are those the most difficult things to replace in your recipes? Or what are the big challenges as a vegan chef or to write a vegan cookbook like you have to be able to make great food?
So I don't actually find anything difficult to replace now that I've been cooking vegan for so long, but it can be tricky in the beginning. And I think people don't necessarily need to focus on replacing an ingredient, but it's more you're looking for a texture, a flavor, sort of some sort of mouthfeel. That's I think what people are actually craving when they're missing certain textures and flavors and foods.
And so how do you, like crispy, for example, is often
delicious.
Yeah,
everyone loves crispy,
right?
Yeah, vegetables can be crispy. You know, a breaded coating is something generally that makes something crispy, and there's nothing not vegan about that. I mean, sometimes you could use an egg in it, but there's many different options. Whether you dip it in some other flavor, like you could mix some non-dairy milk with some spices, or you could do like a chia or flax egg. There's all sorts of options.
So let's get into the book itself. It's 101 Everyday Comfort Food Favorites. Veganized by Sam Turnbull, the one and only. What are some of your favorite recipes in here?
Oh, I mean, everyone asks me that, and it's so hard because for me, I love the new, so I love creating all the time. But with this book, I really wanted the book that I wish I had when I went vegan. So it is all my favorite recipes. So it's like pancakes, waffles, burgers, burritos, like cakes, cookies, pies, pastas, pizzas, all that good stuff.
And you did the whole book yourself.
I did.
The photography is you?
The photography is all me. Even the photos of myself, I did by myself. Pretty goofy. With my art director background, I'm somewhat opinionated on the way that things look. So yeah, I did it all myself.
Pillowy pancakes.
Ah, the best.
Without
egg.
How's that possible?
It's so possible. So in that recipe, I believe I use vinegar or lemon. I'm not sure which one it is. And basically, I'm just using that in combination with baking soda, which, you know, from like chemistry class in high school, it makes a volcano. And so it gives that rise to pancakes without having any egg.
Lemon juice. So 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, vanilla extract, a little bit of oil, non-dairy milk, such as soy or almond. How do you, is there a preference? What's the difference between soy milk and almond milk and...
There are so many plant-based milks available. There's like oat milk, rice milk, hemp milk, blah, 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 blah. It goes on forever and ever. And you can use any of them. Whichever one you like, you should use. Personally, I'm a fan of soy. My parents don't like soy. They use almond. So like it's whatever you want to use. They all work the same.
Someone texts and says, is vegan food expensive? Is it more expensive to eat vegan than otherwise?
No. I mean, so it can be if you're one of those people who buys a lot of pre-made foods, and fancy like weird powders and stuff like that. But that's not how I cook at all. I use in my cookbook and on my blog ingredients that you can find in any grocery store. They're all basic, very easy ingredients. And if you're to look at your grocery bill, generally meat and cheese are the most expensive items on the menu. And so with my book, I'm using, you know, basic ingredients. You just read the pancake recipe. It's like flour and some non-dairy milk. That's not expensive.
So I love French onion soup.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this love letter French onion soup.
Yes. I wrote a love letter to an onion because I am obsessed with the onions.
What's the ooey gooey
cheesiness on top of that? Yeah, so the recipe for that cheese is in the back of my book. It takes 15 minutes to make from start to finish. And it's cashew-based, and then there's a secret ingredient, which is tapioca starch. And tapioca starch gives this quality of making things so ooey-gooey and stretchy. It's really kind of a super cool recipe to make. And it's so nice to be able to make your own vegan cheeses at home in 15 minutes and not spend money on those expensive health food store ingredients.
And you make baguettes that look like that as well?
That baguette I bought, I don't have a recipe, but most bread is vegan. It's very rare that egg is used in bread, yeah.
And the soups look amazing. I mean, the creamy tomato soup looks like a great, and again, it doesn't, like, what would there be that's necessarily, except for the cream part?
Yeah, which there I have a Heavenly Heaven cream, which I wrote in my book. It's a 2-ingredient recipe, takes 10 seconds to make. So yeah, you can make all that stuff yourself.
What is tempeh?
Tempeh is basically, it's similar to tofu in that it's made out of soy, but it's basically soybeans that are smooshed together and then fermented. So some people love it, some people hate it. I only have one recipe that uses it in my whole book because it can be a little trickier to find, but you can also use tofu in that recipe instead, which I think is what's in the picture. So it's whatever you want.
Somebody texts in and says, I'm wondering how to incorporate more vegan or vegetarian cooking into our family while one person has an anaphylactic allergy to nuts.
Yeah, okay, so nuts are used often in vegan cooking for sure, but you definitely don't have to. In my recipe, I do provide options as I can, but there's plenty of recipes without them as well. So yeah, I just say, like, take a look at my blog, look around at the recipes. If you want to make a recipe that contains nuts, you can drop a comment and I'll happily try to help you replace that. Yeah.
Somebody writes and says, now, a lot of people want to challenge vegans, and I'm sure you get this almost on a daily basis.
Oh yeah, I'm ready. Bring it on.
You know, we've had people say that, you know, plants are a life form as well, so you're killing something to eat. Petroleum is from ancient insects. fella says, or person says, I don't know if it's a fellow, could you please explain why vegans don't eat eggs? Since chickens don't die for us to eat them, and the same is true of honey, I suppose.
Right.
Not challenging you, just want to understand this one. I'm a heavy baker, so I love eggs a lot.
Right. Okay. Which one should I go for first? I mean, eggs. Now we've got plant activists on
Let's
the line.
Let's go for eggs.
So eggs. Yeah. Unfortunately, there is a lot of killing in the egg industry. The male chicks are not needed. They don't produce eggs. So as soon as they're born, they're picked out from the female chicks and they are thrown in a grinder live. Unfortunately, it's pretty gruesome. They're often used for dog food. And then the chickens that are kept alive, they're kept in these tiny little cages. They're scrunched up. They can't even flap their wings. It's so small. So it's definitely not humane.
I think, you know, again, you make it very hard to be political on the subject.
You know, it's working. My evil plan is working.
Well, I mean, I'm not in any way tempted to stop eating meat myself the time being, but
one step at a time.
Well, you know what? We all make choices, Sam. And
absolutely.
Clearly, you know, you've made a choice that's right for yourself. And there
yeah.
are lots of other people in the world who believe in the choice that you've made. And the reason, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show was to be able to reach out to those people
mm-hmm.
to talk about what you do and to give them some options of some great things to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
And
absolutely.
The fact that you're not trying to make it or convince people that it tastes just like chicken.
No, it doesn't taste like chicken. That's the right. point. Let's enjoy flavors for what they are.
Sam Turnbull is the author of Fuss-Free Vegan. We're going to give away this book at the end of the show if you stay around to the end, which I hope you always do. And you also have a blog and a YouTube channel
mm-hmm.
called It Doesn't Taste Like Chicken.
That is my handle everywhere. That's right. Yeah.
This burger looks so good.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That burger took so much experimenting. I test my recipes like a lot of times because I really want to make sure they're as good as I can possibly make them with as few ingredients as I can use and the most flavor and texture sensation. So, yeah, that recipe took a lot of effort, and now I am just I love it. I'm so happy with that recipe. You can never go wrong with a good veggie burger.
Somebody points out, and I don't want to beat a dead chicken, but if it's an egg farm, there are no chicks born. I would suggest to you that what Sam is saying is that how does she know the difference? And that you're going to not – I'm sorry if I'm putting words in your mouth.
No, no.
But you're not going to eat eggs because you don't know where these necessarily have come from or the process involved.
Well, the eggs that you eat aren't chicks born, but obviously the chickens that are laying the eggs had to come from somewhere. So they are definitely chicks born at some point.
Someone says you're wonderful. I don't know. It's your mother. I'm not sure who's listening to me. But
I have more than one fan. Thank
I
you so
know
much.
I you have. I'm just teasing. So again, what's the secret to a great veggie burger?
Well, for me, a lot of homemade veggie burgers tend to fall apart in the barbecue. So it was my main goal to make something that you could throw on the grill and have that experience just like everyone else does. So I wanted that. And it's got full of flavors, smoky, delicious, mouth-watering flavors and textures. The best.
I love the look of the Stole My Heart of Palm Roll. The recipes look delicious.
Thank you.
And just like you, they're very charming. So thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Listen to the end of the show. You get a chance to win Fuss-Free Vegan, 101 Everyday Comfort Foods, veganized by Sam Turnbull. Thanks for listening. And maybe we'll have you back and talk some more about some of your other amazing vegan recipes.
I'd love to. Anytime.
Thanks, Sam. You're listening to Zane Kaplansky. This is called...